I'd like you to settle yourself down into a nice comfortable position. Sitting, reclining, even laying down. Nice and comfortable with your arms and legs uncrossed. And when you find yourself in that position, I want you to close your eyes down. I'd like you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head. All those muscles in your head. Your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth and your jaw, relaxing all the muscles in your head. And while you're thinking about and relaxing all those muscles in your head, begin to also think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right. Just relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your head, in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. So I want you to pay attention to your body. Begin to realize how your head and neck and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that your arms are relaxing as well, all the way down to your fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing those arms even more, think about how relaxed your chest and stomach is becoming. Allow your chest and stomach to relax, to let go. Get rid of that tension that might be held in those areas, while your arms continue to relax, feeling calm and comfortable, perhaps even a little heavy. And while you're allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing that tension from the rest of your body. Imagine that relaxation moving downwards, flowing downwards with every breath you take, just allowing that relaxation to flow smoothly, to grow. As it moves its way down through your hips now, and those thighs, moving down all the way through your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes, just relaxing more and more. And you can begin to feel that relaxation once again, moving downwards. Flowing downwards, starting at the top of your head and moving its way down through your neck, down through your back, relaxing down through those hips. And while you feel the relaxation going down through your hips, you realize even more how stress and tension and worry are also moving out, flowing down out of those legs, down through your feet, right out of your toes, just totally relaxed, completely at ease. You want to let yourself sink down. Let yourself sink down even deeper into a calm and relaxed state. Still fully aware, still hearing my words, but nice and relaxed. You want to let your entire body go deeper and deeper down into a totally free, warm, relaxed, flexible state of being. You want to fully relax and go deeper down into this easy and calm state of mind. You're listening to the sound of my voice, and that's all you're focusing on. And that's what you want to hear. That's all you want to hear, the sound of my voice, and you're going to listen to and act upon the positive suggestions you hear. Because you want to. You want to do so. You want to remain in this calm, comfortable, relaxed state, feeling good, being fully aware of my voice and following the positive suggestions, because you want to remain relaxed, calm, comfortable, and safe. You want to decrease any anxiety within. And you know that this will help you to relax and listen. Relax and listen and go into a fully relaxed, free state to release any negativity and anxiety. Simply focusing on my voice, listening carefully to what I'm saying to you. You're going to listen carefully, absorb the information, remember, and act upon the positive suggestions you hear. And after you awaken from this relaxed state, you can feel fantastic, because you'll remember everything deep down in the back of your mind. The deeper part of your mind will remember everything and use what it hears. Use it for you. Use it to release that anxiety about anxiety. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, you're going to realize that the reason you feel so anxious is because you're saying to yourself, you're telling yourself, I must succeed. I must do this. Or I must do that. This is expected of me. Or I should be more like this. What would other people think if... You now clearly see and fully accept that your anxiety comes from your own self-statement. It comes from the words that you speak to yourself. It doesn't come from anywhere else, but from your own self-statement. Because your own self-statement creates your reactions. You begin to realize that it's you that makes yourself feel anxious. It doesn't come from other people. You make yourself feel anxious by demanding that something must go perfectly well, or that something should not happen, or perhaps it should happen, or I should do this, or I should do that. It's your own demands that make you feel anxious. It's always you, your self-talk, and therefore, if it's your own self-talk, you can control it. You can change it. You're going to realize that I make myself anxious. I don't have to keep making myself anxious. I can give up my demands, my musts, my should, my ought to do this and that. If I can really accept what actually is, accepting things the way they are, then I will not feel anxious. I can always make myself feel relaxed and calm by releasing my musts, by relaxing. I can want and wish for things, but not needing, not insisting. Not demanding about them. You are going to keep telling yourself, I can ask for things. I can wish. But I do not need what I want. I never need what I want. There is nothing I must have. There is nothing I must avoid, including my anxiety. I would like to get rid of this anxiety. And I can reduce it profoundly. I'm going to reduce it. But if I tell myself I must not be anxious, I must not be anxious, then I will be anxious. Anxiety will not kill me. There are lots of unpleasant things in the world that I don't like, but I can stand them. I can tolerate them. I don't have to get rid of them. I can observe them, learn from them, be stronger as a result of them. If I feel anxious, then I'm anxious. It's not a big deal, because I control my own emotional destiny. As long as I don't feel that I have to do anything, or have to conform to something, that's what bothers me. That I have to do this, have to do that, have to get rid of my anxiety fully. In your everyday life, whenever you feel anxious, you will look at what you're doing in that moment. You will notice what you're doing that's making you feel anxious. You'll give up those demands, you'll give up those musts, and you'll question your own ideas, your own thoughts. That's, I must do this, or I must do that. You will keep asking yourself, why must I be like this? Why must I do that? It's my choice. It would be nice if people approved of this or that, but they don't have to. I don't need their approval. If people criticize me, or think that I'm wrong to do this, or wrong to do that, then it's their issue, not mine. I don't need anyone's approval. I might like it, but I don't need it. I would also like to feel relaxed and calm. But there is no reason why I must be. It's just preferable. Whenever you feel anxious about anything, or think, I must do this, or I must be like this, you're going to see what it is that you're getting bothered about. You're going to see what it is that you're getting bothered about, and you're going to realize that you are demanding something, saying something to yourself like, it must be so, and you're going to stop. Right there and then, you're going to tell yourself, it does not have to be so. I don't need this nonsense. If these things happen, they happen. I can always be a happy person in spite of the challenges and the hassles around me. You're going to keep using your head, your thinking ability, to focus, to concentrate on ridding yourself of this needless worry, just as simply as you're listening to me now. And your focus will get better and better as you begin to feel more in control of your thoughts and actions. You will keep realizing that you create those anxious moments. You create your anxiety to do something. You make yourself feel upset. And you don't have to. You never have to. You can always release those thoughts, observe them, choose what to do in the moment, change the thoughts. You can always relax and not take anyone or anything too seriously. This is the idea that you will take with you all day, every day. I control me. I control my thoughts. I don't have to feel upset about anything. If I upset myself with my own thoughts, then that's too bad. but I'll not be upset for long. It will not ruin my life or hurt me. And you're going to feel better. Better about thinking in a more rational way. You'll become more in control of yourself. Never totally in control of everything. No one is ever in control of everything. But you make yourself less anxious, able to live, and release it when you feel anxious. If you live with it, it will become normal. It will go away, less fearful. And as you become more relaxed, more in control of those emotions and feelings and reactions, you realize that there are people and situations that are out of your control. That you have complete control over your own actions and reactions. And whenever you find yourself in a situation that you may have felt frustrated in the past, you no longer let it get to you. You no longer let yourself become frustrated. When you find yourself in a situation in which you start to feel frustrated, you'll say to yourself, stop. You'll take 3 slow breaths and feel more and more relaxed, more clear-minded, because you realize that you feel much more confident and healthy when you do not allow yourself to get caught up in frustration. You're in control of your emotions, your actions, and there's no reason for you to feel frustrated any longer. Instead of feeling frustrated, when you hear something said that you don't agree with, or perhaps when you don't get your own way, you'll now react with more understanding, with respect for other people's opinions and situations, viewpoints, thoughts and feelings. You'll accept that not everything goes exactly how it's planned. That's okay. It's okay to not agree with everyone and everything in life. And it's also okay to enjoy being calm, feeling relaxed, at peace with yourself. You feel that you're now a person who doesn't allow themselves to get frustrated about things that are out of your control. You begin to feel great because you don't allow yourself to get frustrated about things that are outside of your control. You allow yourself to remain calm and relaxed in situations that are within your control. Because it's so wonderful to feel healthy, with any of that underlying worry and pressure and stress just continuing to dissolve. To dissolve of its own accord. Because you're free now. For some time now, deep down inside, you felt alienated, cut off from people. Perhaps even when there were others around, you still felt, on some level, that you were on your own, possibly having no one to confide in, or feeling that no one else really cares or understands just how you feel. But soon, that's changing. As you find yourself communicating much more easily and openly with anyone you meet, with anyone you interact with, making more new friends, feeling more accepted by others for the amazing human being that you are. Now, this won't happen by magic or a miracle, but because of the suggestions that you allow to sink deeply into your subconscious mind. The suggestions that become your own powerful positive thoughts. This hypnotic session will profoundly enhance your feelings of self-belief and self-worth, because you are worth it. It will happen because you've decided that it's time to change the way you think and feel. It will happen as a result of many small changes. The small changes you make in the way that you interact with others, in any environment. But most of all, it will happen because you're making it happen. Regardless of the little bit of extra effort that you may need to take, you're determined. Determined to take back control of your life, and nothing and no one will stand in your way, because you've decided that you really want to feel more connected with others. To really feel like part of their lives in some small or important way. And this is all that you need to want it to happen. For wanting something is half the battle. The next step is deciding how to put this want into motion, how to go about achieving your aims, and then carrying it through to success. We're all social creatures. People need people. And we all deserve the right to respect and companionship. Now, people who often feel lonely may be wrapped up in their own little world of worries and fears. They're often so busy thinking that others don't like them, or that they will say or do something wrong, that they're missing out on the little nuances required for interacting with others. Now, there can be many reasons why people feel lonely. Sometimes it's a result of losing someone that we cared for. Sometimes it's a result of losing the respect of people around us. Being treated badly by those we were connected to. Other times it can simply be a symptom of depression. Sometimes it may be from past events that have placed an insecurity in your mind, but often, and more than not, it's due to a lack of self-belief, self-confidence, a feeling of inadequacy, or a fear of not meeting other people's expectations, a fear of not being good enough. There are introverts and there are extroverts in this world, and wouldn't it be boring if everyone was the same? Whichever category you feel like you fit into, you don't have to change who you are. Always be you. But what this powerful session will do is to help you to be someone who loves, accepts, and appreciates yourself in a normal and healthy way. I'm sure you know that there are so many people who feel isolated, who feel lonely. They may be insecure about some aspect of their life, or they may just crave human contact. But I wonder how many realize that we are all just actors. We're all just actors playing our part on this stage of life. We can never really appreciate or fully understand what others truly feel because we are not them. But the good news is that we're also the writer, the director, the main actor in our own personal stage show. And the rest of the world is just the supporting cast. Now, some characters have a more important role than others, depending on the part that you've assigned to them. So from now on, you're going to play a different role in your own show. You can rewrite the script. You can change the storyline in its entirety if you really wish to. Instead of being a bystander in your own play, you can even take over the lead role if that's what you want. Your new role is to portray the life of someone who knows they're worthwhile, someone who has plenty to offer the world and wants to share it. You can be someone who is happy to contribute to society, who deserves to be admired and respected by others. because there is no need to feel lonely in this day and age. With all the technology, the means to connect to others, the means to arrange get-togethers, this world has become so much smaller, so much more of an accessible place. You're never too young or too old to learn, and it's never too late to change. You know this to be true. But you also realize that there are others out there who feel just the same way as you used to feel. And this helps you even more to motivate yourself to decide to do something about it, to start by making a difference to other people's lives, by reaching out with a huge smile, or a kind word, or a friendly gesture, by listening, by guiding and interacting whenever appropriate or possible. When you're with other people you know, or even if you've just met them for the first time, you project yourself in a more positive way. You put on that huge smile and you smile with your eyes too. You reach out with that loving energy of yours, becoming friendly and open whenever it's appropriate to do so, and this makes other people naturally warm to you. They want to get to know you better. And the only way you can let them get to know you better is to open up your heart to them, to reveal little things about yourself and your life, your thoughts, your opinions, to talk about feelings, your interests, or just life in general, to make that little bit of effort to share your life with them. You accept yourself totally and completely. And because you accept and like yourself, you accept and like other people. And that means that they begin to accept and like you, and a new cycle begins, a cycle of sharing and caring interspersed with an amount of give and take, a feeling of being connected, truly connected with others. And I want you to put this practice into your mind right now. I want you to imagine yourself with a group of people, perhaps you barely know them, and you can see how they're making an effort to communicate, but for some of them it's more difficult than others. Perhaps they're talking amongst themselves, maybe you don't feel included. But I want you to take a typical situation from within your life. Take a typical situation from within your life, and I want you to spin it around. Imagine that you are reaching out with that huge smile, with an acknowledging nod, with a gesture, beginning a conversation relevant to something that may have just been said. And as you do this, notice how other people open up to you, respond to you, begin to share their own information with you. You gradually develop this connection with others, finding a common interest, being aware of your own open body language, the friendliness that you convey, and you become far more interested in other people than you previously were. And this makes them feel so much more interested in you. You realize that we're all human beings. We all lead our own lives, we have our own experiences. We all have our own doubts, insecurities, impediments. Some people are shy. Some people find it difficult to talk openly. Some people want to share their lives and experiences with others. Some may be a little more reserved, but that's okay. Out of the billions of people on this planet, the odds are that some people you'll like, other people you may not like. The same goes for them. Not everyone will open up to you. Some people enjoy their own solitary moments. They want to withdraw into their own little shells. But whether they like you or not, you can remain pleasant and open and feeling friendly, and that makes you feel good and less lonely. This makes you feel so much happier because you're being kind. You want to share your happiness with others to brighten up their world too. You are connecting. When you smile, you release those feel-good chemicals in your brain, the endorphins that lift your spirits, make you feel happy. So smile, and smile often. The good thing about life is that you never know what's going to happen next. One moment you might be feeling a little lonely. The very next moment you may be surrounded by friends that all understand and appreciate you for the amazing person you are. So from now on, instead of feeling isolated and lonely, you can reach out and begin to feel wanted and loved and worthy because you know you have so much to contribute in your own special way. You discover new opportunities opening up for you, and all it took was a little bit of effort to reach out. And that really wasn't that much effort at all, was it? And the feeling of belonging just seems to be growing and growing. And this makes you feel even more confident and comfortable and at ease and open with the people around you. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind. They grow stronger and stronger day by day. So in a moment, I'm going to count you out of this relaxation. And at the first available opportunity, you will lock down these suggestions by smiling, by speaking to someone you meet. And this sets down your new pattern for life. So when you're ready, I'll count the numbers from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5 you can open your eyes feeling wide awake, alert, refreshed, ready to allow these suggestions to work immediately for you. So let's go with 1, 2, 3, coming back slowly, 4, eyes beginning to flutter, and 5, eyes open, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath and perhaps have a stretch if you want to. Welcome back.